The Occoquan Radio Podcast is a private production and is not affiliated with the town of Occoquan. Opinions expressed on the podcast are solely those of its host and guests. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Occoquan Radio Podcast, where we bring you irregular, unscheduled updates on things Occoquan and beyond. In this episode, we'll talk about the Millet Occoquan Project, recent activities of the town council, the retirement of longtime and beloved business owner Betsy Merklin, the opening of some new businesses in town, and some successful past events. We'll also discuss a new regional attraction that opened nearby, tackle our rumor mill shredder segment, and close with information on some upcoming events. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get to it. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Occoquan Radio Podcast. The revised Millet Occoquan project took a step forward over the summer with the town council unanimously approving two special use permits with a significant number of conditions. In his project revisions, the applicant took a floor off the structure, reducing the number of residential units from an excess of 80 down to 52, with first floor commercial space that is designed to include approximately 3,500 square feet of restaurant space, some of it open air, and internal parking. It will also include a public access boardwalk of approximately 350 feet. Coupled with a public boardwalk running from the Riverwalk Shops complex to the end of Gaslight Landing, this will result in a public boardwalk along two-thirds of the town's waterfront. No final site plan has yet been submitted, nor has demolition of the existing site yet been scheduled. At its meeting earlier this week, the town council hosted a presentation by VDOT on potential improvements to the Route 123 Old Bridge Road interchange, a project that appears to be years down the road, but that is a critical component to the idea of reducing the amount of commuter traffic that passes through town. The town council also began discussing the parameters for the use of the more than $900,000 it will receive as part of coronavirus local risk fiscal recovery funds. This funding does come with restrictions on its use. At its upcoming meeting on October 5th, the town council will be holding a public hearing on needed and recommended modifications to the town charter. More information on that is available on the town website at www.occoquanva.gov. The town council also recently honored Betsy Merklin on her retirement. Betsy started her business, Personally Yours, in 1985 and has operated a store in Occoquan at various locations for some 30 years. She's been an integral part of the Occoquan community over the decades, including organizing the Untrim a Tree program since 1986, serving as past Arts and Crafts Show chair, filling leadership roles in the Occoquan Merchants Guild, and partnering with the town on innumerable community events and activities. Her efforts and compassion have earned her the respect and gratitude of all of us here in Occoquan. And though Betsy is retiring, we are very pleased that she and her husband Jack plan to remain regular fixtures in Occoquan, including at our monthly trivia nights where Jack takes great pleasure in bantering with the MC while often losing badly to other teams. Thank you for everything, Betsy and Jack. We love you both. I'm pleased to report that we've had a number of ribbon cuttings for the opening of new businesses in town recently. Zorba's Greek Restaurant opened in the space previously occupied by the Blue Arbor Cafe near the corner of Mill and Union Streets. Quite close to it, a tea store, Leaf and Petal, has also opened. And then there is a new store in the Riverwalk Shop complex adjacent to Madigan's Waterfront Restaurant. Called Nude Soul Designs, it offers specialized home decor goods. We welcome these new members of the Occoquan community, wish them well, and hope you will take some time to check them out. We've also had some cool events in Occoquan since our last podcast. In addition to our trivia nights, which continue to be very popular, we also had one of our most successful duck splash races to date for charity. This was our 13th duck splash race, and it went off almost without a hitch. We dropped 1,000 numbered rubber ducks from the Route 123 bridge, and for a change, the ducks actually cooperated by heading in one direction with relative speed. $1,000 in cash prizes were given to the first 10 ducks who finished and had been adopted by participants at a cost of $5 each. The first prize was $500. The event raised more than $3,000 for the Occoquan 501c3 organization Patriots for Disabled Divers, which uses scuba as a therapeutic tool for wounded warriors. We also recently held an unveiling of the newly decorated Love sign in Occoquan's River Mill Park. The artistic work was done by local artist Maricela Rumberg, a fiber artist and award-winning quilter who donated her time and skill to the project. When you're in the River Mill Park, swing by and take a look. And finally, I would like to give a shout-out for the four performances of A Midsummer Night's Dream at River Mill Park by the Castaway Repertory Theater. This is the group that performed dramatic readings of A Christmas Carol in the park last year, and we look forward to them continuing to use the park as a public performance venue.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more
Our lovely. Area also has a wonderful new attraction across the river in Occoquan Regional Park, the Turning Point Suffragist Memorial. I was honored to be invited to the dedication, many years ago having served as a member of the board of directors of the organization devoted to creating the memorial. A number of the board members I served with those many years ago are still active with the organization today, and it was a pleasure to see all their hard work come to fruition. In particular, I want to mention Emily McCoy, Jane Barker, Nancy Sargent, and Kathleen Pablo. The memorial is dedicated to the struggle for women's suffrage and is called Turning Points because it is located near the location of what was once known as the Occoquan Workhouse, where the women who protested Woodrow Wilson's White House in 1917 were incarcerated. That location eventually, of course, became the now-closed District of Columbia Lorton Reformatory, or Lorton Correctional Complex. While incarcerated in 1917, the women were mistreated. This leaked out to the press, and after their release, some of the women went on a speaking tour, which helped galvanize support for their cause. Some scholars thus believe the incarceration was a turning point for the movement and ultimately helped lead to the passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote in the United States. The memorial is entirely outdoors, and one of its visual highlights is a section of the actual White House fence in front of which the women who protested in 1917 stood. But the real strength of the memorial is the 19 panels that detail in mostly chronological fashion the movement for women's suffrage. It is an important and fascinating story with many elements likely unknown even to those familiar with the subject's broad outlines. Those involved deserve our thanks for making the story so accessible to us, and as the fall weather brings some more comfortable temperatures, I hope you will take some time to visit the memorial. It's free and open to the public. That's the intro sound for our next segment, the Rumor Mill Shredder. Throughout most of its history, Occoquan was known as a mill town, but today the only mill in operation is the Rumor Mill. In this segment, we debunk a rumor, myth, urban legend, or other misinformation related to the town. And in this episode, we're going to take on something related to our prior segment on the incarceration of the suffragists at what was once known as the Occoquan Workhouse. The memorial we just discussed is located at Occoquan Regional Park. There is also a small museum dedicated to the suffragists located at the Workhouse Art Center, among the cell blocks that were once part of the D.C. Lorton Reformatory, and prior to that, to the Reform-era prison known as the Occoquan Workhouse. This has understandably led some to believe that the suffragists imprisoned in 1917 were imprisoned in the cell blocks that today form part of the Workhouse Art Center. That is not accurate, however. In 1917, the Occoquan Workhouse was relatively new, and the women were housed in facilities that no longer exist, but that were across Route 123 from where the Workhouse Art Center is today, on property now occupied by Fairfax Water. There is an historical marker on that property. This is a good place as well to tackle a small piece of the nomenclature related to the history of women's suffrage. In the United States, the appellation suffragette is considered pejorative. Used as a term of derision against women involved in the movement in earlier days, advocates for women's suffrage instead called themselves suffragists, and that continues to be the preferred term today in the United States. In the United Kingdom, however, women involved in the movement co-opted the language of critics and made it their own. So in the UK, you will hear the advocates for women's suffrage referred to respectfully as suffragettes. As always, we'll close this episode with a quick preview of upcoming events. We're really pleased, of course, that Occoquan's main fall arts and crafts show is back again this year after a pandemic-related hiatus. The show, as in the past, takes place the last weekend in September, which this year is Saturday, September 25th and Sunday, September 26th, and runs from 10 to 5 each day. We have more than 210 vendors coming, and on both days we'll have a beer garden in River Mill Park starting at noon. Admission to the show is free, but the shuttle buses from three locations cost $5. Those locations are the Minneville Old Bridge Road commuter lot, the Route 123 Old Bridge Road commuter lot, and the Workhouse Arts Center. The following weekend, on Saturday, October 2nd, Occoquan Radio's parent will be holding the first ever paddle race on the Occoquan River, called the OCQ 2021 River Paddle Challenge. There are categories for stand-up paddleboarders, kayaks, and pedal kayaks. You can choose from a 1.5-mile recreational course or a 3-mile course. For more information and to register, go to www.paddleguru.com. Of course, with October comes Halloween, and we have a bunch of related events coming up in town. To really scare you, our popular monthly trivia night in River Mill Park on October 15th will have an 80s theme. Followed the next week on Friday, October 22nd, with our truly scary first karaoke night in River Mill Park. On the 23rd, our movie night in River Mill Park will feature the film Hocus Pocus. And as we did last year, we will close out the month on October 29th and 30th with our Spirits and Spirits event, featuring a costume parade and contest, a haunted maze with a bar and DJ, and a late shopping night. For more information on all town events, please go to www.occoquanva.gov/events. For our part, Occoquan Radio will also try to help you get into the Halloween mood with our 4 weeks of Halloween broadcast starting early in the month, where we will try our hand at readings of some classic spooky tales from literature with our special guest host, Primus Phasma. We hope you enjoy it. If you have any events or other activities in or around Occoquan you would like mentioned on the podcast, please let us know via our contact form at www.occoquanradio.com or by emailing us directly at info@occoquanradio.com, and we'll see if we can help you get the word out. That's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we look forward to being with you again soon. I'm your host, Ernie Porta. Thank you for listening to the Occoquan Radio Podcast.